Well, the season's coming to a close. So that means the show's coming to a close. So we just wanted to send out a thank you to all the listeners and all your support. The letters have been great. The donations have been far and few between. Like, is that really actually few? I just got my coffee. It just got handed to me by our lovely assistant.
Michelle.
It is Michelle. But yeah, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next year better than ever. But we got like two more episodes.
Two or three
more episodes for you people. So you just hang tight.
What do you mean?
Get ready.
You people.
All right, well, it's here.
We're here.
Dang, I almost knocked over my burrito.
Burrito, one of them disgusting burritos.
What?
One of them nasty old burritos.
Don't you eat Taco Bell all the time?
Oh, is that a Taco Bell one or a microwave?
It's just a burrito. No matter where it comes from.
It's a microwave burrito.
It's beans, rice, meat, wrapped up in a tortilla. Don't matter where it comes from.
It ain't Taco Bell.
Technically, it's probably better for me that it's not from Taco Bell.
Well, I mean, you may have a point. I don't know.
It's a breakfast burrito.
It's a breakfast burrito.
No, but it's not from Taco Bell. It's microwave.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you like it, that's all that matters.
It's filled with diarrhea.
It looks like it. It's a light brown shade.
My Lord.
Dear God.
So, playoff pictures are set.
Playoff picture is set.
The Natty Championship is set.
Natty Championship is set. You're an echo?
What?
You're an echo?
No. It's kind of crappy. And we've got a lot of coaching vacancies.
Boom.
In the NFL. 8 to be exact.
Day Lord and mercy. Going to be a lot of change-ups next year.
Maybe they'll call me. I need a job.
Yeah.
I can't afford to just do podcasts all daggum day. Especially at the quality that we do it.
Yeah. No hope, man. This can't be a career.
No, it cannot. All right. So, when it comes to the next championship game, you picked Oklahoma Clemson. I picked Alabama Notre Dame. We both was half right on that one.
Yeah.
So, I picked Alabama to win. You picked Clemson. So, at least the people we picked to win made it.
That's right. So we got a chance.
And so, as far as our bowl pick-ems for the year, I finished 23-17. You finished 22-18. So, if Clemson wins, we end up tied up. Baby.
Ooh, man. What some drama. Major drama.
But, if Alabama wins, then I just,
you're the champion.
Yeah, I'm dominant when it comes to the bowl pick'em.
That is true. Well, like I said, we'll get these NFL picks added up.
I'm going to kick. See what happens. It's going to be closer than you think.
It probably is. Because there were some weeks I had an off day with picks. But that's all right.
Yeah.
I know one thing I can tell you for sure. Is I'm going to have way more wins on NFL than I am college.
Well, yeah, we picked a lot more, didn't we?
Well, yeah. Exactly.
But, like I said, the stage is set.
No stage too large.
What?
No stage too large.
You're right. So, it should be a good game.
It'll be
an enjoyable game.
Let's go, Clemson.
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
Well, dang, okay.
No number one seed has won the national championship since they've done it. College football playoff.
Ooh.
The first year, a fourth seed won. Second year, a second seed won. Third year, a second seed won. Fourth year, a fourth seed won. So only the second and fourth seeds have ever won.
I'm sure this will be the first year that a number one wins it.
Well, that means Alabama would win.
That's probably, I'm assuming they're probably going to win, but I'm rooting for Clemson.
Oh.
But they're in the business of proving everyone wrong.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Or right. Yeah. However you want to look at it.
We'll see how it goes. Wait. This should be a good game. You know what? Okay. A little bit of reflections. Notre Dame was, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, they got outplayed.
Yeah.
But I think they were more physical. Like, they were tackling people. Every hit that they hit on a Clemson player, I heard it.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
They seemed more physical. They just wasn't executing.
Yeah, just couldn't execute. Couldn't get any turnovers or enough.
Yeah.
Just couldn't do much.
I don't know what the deal was. You know, the plays didn't go there, or calls didn't go their way.
Yeah, well, that's usually them. They get in the big game and just can't handle it, man. No.
I mean, this is actually the opposite of last year. You know, last year Oklahoma got out to a big lead and Georgia came back on them in the semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
This year, which I heard somebody say on some of their sports radio, I don't know what it was, it's pretty much exactly what Nick Saban wanted. Get out to an early lead, then you can dictate what happens.
Yeah.
And you get out to an early enough lead because you know, there's no amount of points that you can score that Oklahoma can't come back from, you know, if something happens.
Mm-hmm.
So get out to an early lead and then control the ball. And that's what I was hoping they would do. Once they got up to the early lead and then Oklahoma started, you know, getting their footing and going, then it was like, okay, Alabama, every time you get the ball, just run it. Just keep the ball out of Kyler's hands.
Yeah.
And then you got the game set. The game, you know, it should be easy from that point on.
Yeah, perfect narrative.
So, you know, that's how it happened. And, I mean, it was a good game. But I don't think, I don't know. Tua did a good job. Kyler did a good job. And Kyler put up 400 total yards against that defense.
Yeah, I mean, he did everything he was supposed to do. He just, that defense just couldn't get no crucial stops.
No, well, which, that's not surprising.
Yeah, no.
with a Big Ten, with a Big 12 defense, it's just not shocking. But we'll see what happens. I mean, it's one thing to prepare for a whole month for a game. It's a different thing to now prepare for. You know, have a week, a little over a week to prepare for this game.
For the big shambole.
Yeah, so we'll see how it shakes out. All we can do is just wait.
Let's just wait.
So now we got the NFL playoffs.
Ooh.
So on Saturday, we got the early game, I think is the AFC matchup between the Colts and the Texans. We both got them Texans.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I almost wanted to go Colts. But I think the Texans are going to keep riding it.
Yeah, well, we'll see how they go.
The NFC matchup for Saturday is Seahawks and Cowboys. I'm going Seahawks on this one. Just because, I mean, the Cowboys barely beat my boys.
Yeah.
Last week.
I wanted to go for the Seahawks. I did. But I just, old gut feeling, man. It may be. Maybe something I ate this morning, but old gut feeling says them Cowboys going to win.
What was it, mozzarella and Polynesian sauce?
I actually ate mozzarella and like some kind of Italian sausage soup last night, so I probably will be feeling it here in a few minutes. So it could be a feeling. So don't take my word on that.
Okay.
Could be false feelings.
Moving on to Sunday, our AFC matchup is the Chargers and the Ravens. I think the Chargers are going to keep riding it, baby.
Man, I hope they do. I really do.
Yeah.
Man, them Ravens are on a roll. I just, I don't know. I feel like the Ravens are going to pull it out. I think they got enough defense to stop Rivers and enough of an offense to get to outscore them.
I can't trust any AFC North team to do anything. Ever.
Well, back to them.
They always seem to fail.
Right, yeah.
But.
Now, I hope I'm pulling for the Chargers. I hope they win it, but
I do.
We'll see.
Then Sunday, the NFC matchup is the Eagles and Bears. The Eagles got there somehow, some way. They got there.
Yeah, after a pitiful season, it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean the stage is set for them to make a run like they did last year. I just don't think they can do it though.
No, I think the Bears are gonna handle them.
I think you're right.
Just fine.
So we would predict. The next matchups, but, you know, it's sort of hairy who will end up playing who.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll wait till next week, and then we'll make some final predictions.
All right, I'll do it.
We'll make a prediction for the entire rest of the way.
Party on way.
So we're going to close out talking about these coaching vacancies. So we got 8 of them. You got the other half of the AFC North, the Browns and the Bengals.
Yep.
Then you got, let's see here. You got the Packers, the Jets, the Cardinals, the Broncos, and 2 Florida teams, the Buccaneers and the Dolphins.
Ooh, dang.
So, I mean, you got a lot of options out there.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of coaching moving around. Jim Harbaugh may leave.
Yeah.
That's an option. The only thing that I think might keep him in Michigan is he don't have to deal with Urban Meyer anymore.
That's true. That is true.
But, I mean, even that, he still can't seem to beat Florida. Well, he didn't this year, really.
No. Still piss poor.
I think I heard a stat saying that he's 1-9 against top 10 teams since he's been in Michigan.
Yeah, come on back to the NFL, big guy.
He's one of them oddballs. You know, you got people like Belichick, which I don't know if he's ever coached college.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what he would be like in college.
Right.
You got people like Saban, who coached in college, didn't do that good, but he does fine in college. Or Saban didn't do good in the pros, yeah, and he does fine in college. You got Steve Carell. You got Pete Carroll, who has done fine at both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Harbaugh's one of the ones where it doesn't seem like he does good in college, but he does fine in the NFL.
Right, yeah.
He's like the opposite.
Yeah, I think it may just be like, I don't know if it's the workflow, because you got all the recruiting you're out on the road doing and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know if, you know, some coaches are, you know, just better fit for, hey, let me just hit the free agency, you know, in the NFL. Don't worry about recruiting.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, college, you got recruiting. Are you good at it or not? That sort of can make or break you.
Mm-hmm.
Then the NFL, it's like, can you handle the egos of the players?
Right.
I think that's sort of where Saban fits. He's a better recruiter. He can't deal with them egos because his ego's so big.
Right. Yeah.
He can't handle them.
There's no question of power.
Yeah. And too, Alabama, he pretty much controls whatever happens in the Alabama. I think when the Giants job was open, somebody said that was the job that he's always coveted, is to be the Giants head coach.
Mm-hmm.
But he would only take it if they gave him, like, all power. Like, he was able to control the program, like, all the way.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you got y'all your different kind of coaches. You got coaches that are head coaches, really should just always be offensive coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
They should really only worry about calling plays. And then you got coaches that just want to delegate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you get coaches every which wear different styles, and, we'll see what happens. I know the guy, what's his name? Marvin Lewis, is it Lewis?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, he's said that Hugh Jackson should be his replacement, so I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he could do something with the Bengals. Who knows?
My thinking is, with the talent that you had at the Browns this year, if you couldn't do anything, you ain't going to be able to do anything with the Bengals.
Yeah. I mean, because Greg Williams showed there's plenty of talent on the Browns.
I think they should hire Greg for the Browns.
Yeah.
McCarthy will probably end up somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see him maybe going to the Jets.
Yeah. And I know they're interviewing him for the Browns job, too.
McCarthy?
And Caldwell. Mm. The old Lions, man.
Mm.
But, I don't know how you don't give Greg Williams the keys, seeing what he was able to do.
If he don't get hired at the Browns, he'll at least get hired somewhere, I think.
Yeah. Well, the Cardinals just fired their first-year head coach, and so, I mean.
And the Broncos guy, he was only there for like 2 years, right?
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, you know what I mean? Man, now that job I'd like, if I was coaching, would be down there in old Tampa Bay, man.
Tampa?
Yeah, man, you already got big time wide receiver.
Yeah.
You got a pretty decent quarterback if you can get his head level.
Yeah.
And hey, the weather's not too bad in Tampa.
Yeah.
You know, majority of the time. So that'd be a nice little gig.
I think the gig I'd go for would either be the Browns or the Packers. probably the ones I go for, just because with the Packers, you got Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. That should be enough to help you win a couple.
Yeah.
Games a year.
Oh, yeah.
But then the Browns got a lot of promising talent.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're on the upswing. I mean, dang. They showed that over the last half of the year.
And Jets are not that bad of a job either. You got a young quarterback who may get better. Same with the Cardinals.
Yeah, they just got to build around the guy. I mean, maybe get him a big-time wide receiver out of this draft. Somebody to throw to.
Yeah.
A little bit more than Robbie Anderson.
Yeah.
Because he's a little inconsistent.
And speaking of the Browns, that deal with the Patriots worked out for them. Since Gordon retired.
Oh, yeah.
Or just stepping away.
Right.
That worked out good for the Browns.
Yeah. They got a few draft picks out of that, didn't they? Or one or two?
Something like that.
So.
We got somebody in the golden seats.
The golden seats.
That's Trey Alexander from Lexington.
Sir Trey.
He's the owner of Lexington's very own Gump chocolate. Box of chocolate factory.
Yeah.
If y'all need some chocolate that's got a little bit of a stank to it, call old Gump.
Gump's your baby.
Call him.
Gump's your man.
But, well, this week's a little short and sweet. We'll come back next week after we, find out the results of the next championship and the wild card games. So, till then.
Well,
Road Dad.
See you next time. Go Clemson.
Road Dad.
Oh, good gosh, man. They stop, man.
Road Dad.
They stop. I hate you.
Coke Dad, Road
Dad. Oh, they stupid.
What?
What happened?
Did he go to hell?
Burrito.